violence is something we condemn, and the police is hardly working to stop, because we were waiting for a demonstration and we are witnessing just violence and looting. So the police is busy repressing it, and I think that we succeeded yesterday. The situation has cooled down, and we hope that the situation is now under control.
Now, the Catholic Church in your country is also adding its comments to what's going on.
Of course, it is the duty of any religion, people, to care for whatever is going in the country. So we have heard that they are concerned with the idea of the constitution being violated. We told them yesterday that there is no idea within the government or in President Kabila project to attempt the constitution.
Mr. Tshisekedi made a comment the other day to say that, in fact, the soldiers in your country should not shoot at innocent civilians, and that the government of President Kabila is not doing anything for the people and needs to step down.
Soldiers are not shooting at people. People who are spreading disorder are facing the police. We have used the army for patrol just to cool down the situation, and it works. That the army is not at all implicated in an operation of restoring law and order. This is a police duty, and the police is doing it very well. There is no reason to accuse armed forces. They are not at all implicated in the operation of restoring law and order in the town. It is not their task.
Minister, did your government shut down internet sites, text messaging services, and radio stations?
Two radio stations were closed, and the Ministry of Post and Communication closed temporarily internet, because these means were being used to spread violence. You can't ask a government to stop violence and condemn him because it is using any means to stop the way people are mobilizing others to come in and join those who are killing and looting. But yesterday in the afternoon, we have started resuming these internet and others, and the Commission for Freedom is hardly working for these two radio stations out of more than 60 radio stations working here in Kinshasa.
Of course, Minister, you know that the backdrop of all these protests is this controversial legislation that people say is intended to extend President Joseph Kabila's term in office.
It is not true. They are just repeating what our adversaries in opposition are saying. I'm sure that any intellectual who can read this law will see that there is no link between these censors that is necessary to dispatch the number of elected people and the time in office of President Kabila. And Kabila himself has said often that the Constitution will strictly be respected. But we are seeing that many people within the opposition are fond of saying lies about President Kabila. And unfortunately, some of our partners do not hear what Kabila is saying, but they confide more to others speaking on behalf of Kabila, even if they are in the opposition to Kabila. This is something very giving us many concerns.
Is your government concerned about the possibility of a shadow of Burkina Faso happening in your country because of the nature of these protests?
We are not Burkina Faso. We are here. We are in the office. They have tried the 19th of January to have a Burkina Faso-style development here in Congo. And I'm sure now that people are, waking up, saying that Congo is not Burkina Faso. President Kabila is not president of Burkina Faso. And our people are not people of Burkina Faso. We intend to respect the constitution. This was not the case in Burkina Faso. So I'm not really believing that the two situations will produce the same result.